USA News, I'm John Schaefer. The Biden administration is defending its veto of a UN resolution for an immediate Israel-Hamas ceasefire. State Department spokesman Matthew Miller.
While we support humanitarian pauses, we think a ceasefire that would allow the leadership of Hamas that plotted and planned October 7th and future attacks is one that's unacceptable.
The veto, issued during a recent emergency UN Security Council meeting, has drawn criticism from global leaders and human rights groups amid escalating civilian casualties in Gaza. The White House is raising concerns regarding indications that Israel might have improperly utilized U.S.-manufactured white phosphorus munitions.
Anytime that we provide items like white phosphorus to another military, it is with the full expectation that it will be used in keeping with those legitimate purposes.
National Security Council spokesman John Kirby told reporters today that the administration intends to question Israeli officials about these allegations. Increasing numbers of Americans are choosing to travel by plane or car during the holiday season, indicating a continued rebound from the impact of the COVID-19 pandemic. AAA is forecasting that over 115 million Americans will travel at least 50 miles during the last 10 days of the year, marking the highest projection since 2019. Special Counsel Jack Smith is urging the Supreme Court to promptly determine whether former President Trump is immune from prosecution regarding alleged efforts to overturn the 2020 election. Smith emphasized the imperative public importance of resolving this issue swiftly to ensure the prompt advancement of Trump's federal election interference case scheduled for March. The Supreme Court also dismissing cases that challenge COVID-19 vaccine mandates for executive branch employees and military service members follows the president's repeal of the federal employee vaccine requirement in May and the Pentagon's repeal of its mandate in January. This is USA News.
Hey, here's a question. After you wear your clothes, you toss them in the washing machine, right? Nobody wants to wear dirty clothes. So how come you don't throw your shoes in the washing machine when they get dirty? I mean, come on. Your shoes are touching the filthy ground all day long. Gross. Well, with Skechers, you can. Because most Skechers are machine washable. That's right. Skechers are specially made so you can toss them right in the washing machine and keep them clean and looking new. And when they look new, you can confidently wear them longer. That's less shoes you're going to want to throw away, which means less waste. And it'll save you tons of dough. I love that. Plus, machine washable Skechers are for the whole family, men, women, and kids. So when your kids get their shoes dirty, oh, and we know they will, just wash them. Brilliant! And even our latest technology, new hands-free Skechers slip-ins are washable. You just step right in and go without bending down or even touching your shoes. So give your Skechers the same treatment you give your clothes. Just toss them in the washing machine and keep them looking brand spanking new. Buy machine washable Skechers at a Skechers store, Skechers.com, or wherever stylish footwear happens to be sold.
At least six people have been confirmed dead after tornadoes ripped through Middle Tennessee. Dave Collins has more.
Three of the victims were confirmed dead in the Nashville suburb of Madison. Nashville officials say they have teams assessing the damage and looking for victims after Saturday's tornadoes. Three fatalities were also reported near Clarksville, where nearly two dozen people have been reportedly injured.
The Air Force concluded that alleged leaker Jack Teixeira acted alone, even though they've disciplined 15 others for dereliction of duty. The investigation found the unit failed to respond adequately to Teixeira's intelligence-seeking activities. While there's no evidence of supervisor awareness, contributing factors to the leak involve insufficient inspection, inconsistent reporting of security incidents, and lack of supervision during night shift operations. In a special live event on Netflix next year, two prominent tennis stars, Rafael Nadal and Carlos Alcaraz, will face off in the Netflix Slam on March 3rd at the Michelob Ultra Arena in Las Vegas. The one-night exhibition will showcase additional players and matchups, with details to be announced by Netflix at a later date. A Rocky Mountain spotted fever outbreak in Southern California has resulted in three deaths, according to a December 8th health advisory from the CDC. The five reported cases all involved individuals who recently traveled to or lived in Tecate, Mexico. The CDC expressed concern about potential growth in the outbreak as more migrants are allowed to cross the border. I'm John Schaefer, USA News.
Do you have a story to tell? Bring your story to life with audiobooks. Great stories deserve great storytelling. Audiobook Network provides professional voice actors and full production services for every author's manuscript. From narration, production, and editing to distribution, promotion, and sales, Audiobook Network handles everything. If you have a print book, ebook, or even a manuscript, call Audiobook Network now and get our free audiobook guide. 800-734-1229. 800-734-1229.